Today's Zamba for Chazara is Yevamos Nuntasim Abeis. We're holding on Nuntasim and Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yudah Marav. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Nivula Shalai Kedarka, Psula Lekuhuna, and if a woman is Nivula Shalai Kedarka, she has a Bia Shalai Kedarka, so that makes her into a Be'ula, that now she's going to be passed to a Kohen Gadol. Masav Rav, ask Rav, the Pasuk says, V'loi Si Alisha, that if a person is Ma'anis a woman, so he has a mitzvah, he has a chiyuv to marry her, Be'isha Haru Oyolai, says the Braisa, it's only if the woman is fit to him. Pratla Amana Lekohen Gadol, Gushav V'chalutza Lekohen Hedya. If a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis an Amana, or a Kohen, even a Kohen Hedya, is Ma'anis, a Gushav V'chalutza, so then they do not have a chiyuv to marry her because she's not fit for him. Now, Hechidami, what's this case of the Kohen Gadol being ma'anis the almana that the Braisa spoke about? Ilim abikadarka, that he was ma'anis her in the normal way. So my area mishum almana. So why does the Braisa have to discuss specifically a case where a Kohen Gadol was ma'anis an almana, even if he was ma'anis a woman who's not an almana, she's going to be in a ru'oyolai. Typically mishum dehavila bu'ula, because once the Kohen Gadol was ma'anis her, so now she's a bu'ula, and so now she's anyways in a ru'oyolai. Elav shalai kedarka. It must be because he was ma'anis. And therefore she's still considered a besula. And the problem would only be if she's an almana, so then there would be an isra of almana to a kohen gadol, but there's no isra al beula because a bia shalai kedarka does not make her into a beula. She remains kosher to a kohen gadol, so that's a kash on Rav. Tosh the Gemara says, Hamani Remeiri, Rav Damakra Blazar. No, right before this, anyways, in the Gemara, in the Testament Aleph, we get a Machlekes Tanaim about this very point. Does a Biyosh Alei Kedarka make a woman Pasul Kahuna or not? Remeir says that she's Kasher, and the Bryce is going like Remeir, and Rav, who said that she's Pasul, was going like Rebbe Lazar. Well, ask the Gemara, Yikra Belazar, my area Mishon Be'ula, typically the Havila Zaina. If we're going like Rebbe Lazar, so why do we have to know that the Bia Shalai Kedarka makes her into a Be'ula? Anyways, the Bia Shalai Kedarka, who did she have the Bia with? It can't be with her husband. If she was married before, so then how did she ever end that marriage? She got divorced, and then she's a Grusha. She was widowed, so then she's an Amana. Anyway, she's gonna be ushered to a Kohen Gadol. So how did she have a Bia Shalai Kedarka? It must be, she had it without marriage, a Panui with a Panuya. Well, if so, ask the Gemara, Yikra Blazer, Ma'iriya Mishan Be'ula, typically Davila Zaina. Rebbe Blazer, she is that a panuya bala panuya is a zaina? Dam Rabbi Lazar panuya bala panuya shalai l'shem isha sasa a zaina. So, anyways, she's a zaina. Who cares? Bula basula. It's not negaya. Anyway, she's a zaina. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef kigain shenivla lebehema. No, she's not a zaina because she had a bia shalai kedarka with a behema. So the only problem is the fact that she's a beula. Well, I said the hasam mishum beula ika mishum zayin aleka. Well, ask the Gemara, really? If a person's nivel with a behema, mimanif shach, make up your mind. Amalei abayi mimanif shach. Im beula havia, you're telling me it has a shem bia, so then zayin nami havia. That should also render her a zayna. Vi zayin alei havia, and if you're telling me it's not a shem bia, it doesn't make her into a zayna. So then beula nami alei havia, it shouldn't make her into beula. Vechitim, and maybe you'll tell me that havia mukas h like a darka. Then no, it makes her into a beula. At the same time, she's not a zayna, just like a mukas h. And if a woman gets punctured, Shalai Kedarka, so that makes her into Be'ula, and yet she's not a Zayna. But it's not true. You're telling me that Mukas Eid Shalai Kedarka makes her into a Be'ula? Imkain, if that would be true, say, Ein Lecha Isha Shekshei Relekuna, you'll never have a woman who's a Be'ula, you'll never have a woman that's Kasha to a Kohen Gadol, Shalai Nasis Mukas Eid, Shalai Deit Tzror, that when she went to the bathroom and she wiped herself, didn't have any sort of penetration that would make her into a Mukas Eid Shalai Kedarka. So it's impossible, it must be, that does not make her into a Be'ula. She remains a Be'ula. And if so, what's this case that it's necessary to teach us that according to Rabbi Lazar, a Bia Shalai Kedarka makes her into a Be'ula? When's it Nageya? Adla Amar Rabbi Zeira B'mamenes. It's Nageya for a case of a B'mamenes, a Ma'enes, so there it's Nageya because there she was technically with a spouse. So it's not, she's not a Zayna. And at the same time, she ended the marriage without becoming a widow and without getting a get. She just did Mian. So that's how you'll have a case where it's Nageya. And the only type of Bia she had with her then spouse was a Bia Shalai Kedarka. So then it will be like, yeah, if you say that Bia Shalai Kedarka makes her into a Be'ula, so that will be the reason and the only reason that she's possible to a Kohen Gadol. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Nivula LeBehema, Ksheira LeKuhuna. Now if a woman's Nivula to a Behema, even Kedarka, she's Ksheira LeKuhuna because she's like a Mukas Eitz. So if you're the Mukas Eitz, it's Kasher. So this also will be Ksheira. Now Taina Mihachi, Nivula LeMishayna Ish, if a woman is Nivula to a Behema, that's not a person, Afa Pisha Beskila, even though if there's Eden Vasra, she'll be Chayiv Skila, it's definitely not okay, still, LeMaisa Ksheira LeKuhuna, she's only like a Mukas Eitz and she'll be Kasher LeKuhuna. Kiasra Avdimi Amar, When Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he said over a story that Ma'isa Briba Achas Bi'isaloi, there was a story with a young girl in the place called Hisaloi. Sha'isa Mechabedes is a bias. The Rav Kelev Kufri Me'achareh, she was cleaning the house, and the Kelev came from behind and was Boiler Shalai Kedarka, Vechshiva Rebbe Lekahuna, and Rebbe said that she's Kasha Lekahuna. And Amar Shmuel, the Kain Gadol, that when Rebbe said Kasha Lekahuna, he meant even to a Kain Gadol, she's still considered a Besula. And says the Frakta Gemara, just to clarify, that Bimei Rebbe Kain Gadol Mihava, was there such a thing as a Kain Gadol Bimei Rebbe? He lived after the Charban. Ela Ru'uyu the Kain Gadol. Yeah, but still he said that she's right to a Kain Gadol, meaning she's still considered a Besula. Anu Alacha says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava Miparkin Lervashi, Minah HaMilsa Da'amar Rambanan Ains Nusla Behema. Where is it, from where did Chazal get it from when they said that Ains Nusla Behema, that it's not considered a Maisa Bia, that when a woman has a Bia with a Behema, so it's not considered Znus, it's not considered a Maisa Bia. Dechziv, as the Pasuk says, Leisavi Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev, it says you can't bring on the Mizbeach an animal that was used to pay for a zayna or to exchange for a dog. Utanani, we learned in the Mishnah that Esnan Kelev Mechir Zayna, let's say it's swished. A person paid a zayna to be together with a dog. Or if a person, he had a shivcha that was a zayna and he traded her for a sheep. Could that payment be brought in the Mizbeach? Says the Mishnah, Mutar and Dermutar. And what's the Makar? Shenemer Gam Shneyam. It says that these two things, Esnan Zayna and Mechir Kelev, can't be brought into Mizbeach. Shnayim V'lay Arba, we darshan only these two, but there aren't four cases. It's Dafka Esnan Zayna, not Mechir Zayna. Dafka Mechir Kelev, not Esnan Kelev. So you see though, that now if when the person gave the tefillah to the Zayna to be together with his dog, that was considered a Maisa's Nos, that was considered a Bia, so then it should be Aser. Elamai, you see, it's not considered a Bia, it's not considered a Maisa's Nos.